Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
Senior.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Definitely on the right direction.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, public safety issues like crime and legal immigration, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn.
Woke and cost.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Keith Farner.
I have all the brochures. I haven't made my mind up. Daniel Webster's the only one in the state that I know that I'm going to definitely vote.
All right. Mark Jordan.
Don't know.
Nan Cobb.
Don't know.
Kerry Baker.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Absolutely.
Anthony Sabatini.
Don't know.
Mike Levine.
Don't know.
David Jordan.
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Eddie Owens.
Don't know.
Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Owens, Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine.
Not sure.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Eddie Owens, Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine.
None of the four.
Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
We need more conservatism.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
I don't think Biden has ever run anything since he's been president. Somebody else has. He's the worst president we've ever had.
As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be the write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid a fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has now nobody but himself to blame. This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican property party for his actions and is being sued for this.
Baker, in my opinion, is one of the best elected officials we've ever had. I don't care how he runs. I'll vote for him in the election.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
I would not vote for a person like that.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for the Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
I wouldn't base my decision totally on that.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
I think that's a good thing.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Against that.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Against that.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
not sure I believe it.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has served on the USTIS City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Not likely.
A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
Yes.
A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Yes.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
No.
Would that be a much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Less likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Much less likely.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Much less likely.
And finally, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Much more likely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative. Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school? High school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's, college graduate with a bachelor's, postgraduate degree.
Some college.
Right. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Would that be somewhat or strongly pro-life?
Somewhat, because I believe there's exceptions.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.